Blog Talk Radio.
Radio ENT, and we are getting our spiritual feeding on today. Man, the word for today is the topic for today is thank you, Lord, for the darkness. I got to give a shout out to the Lord right now. Father God, we just thank you on today for just being available, showing up in our lives, showing up in our trials and tribulations, showing up in our joyful and most happiest moments in life. But we thank you for the darkness. I got to give a big shout out to the 210, the 973, the 908, the 732, the 252, the 609, and the 954. Big shout out to y'all for tuning in with me on a live call today, tuning in, getting your spiritual feed on. And we also got to give it up. We got to give it up on the Twitter love, and we got to give it up on Facebook love. Now, yesterday, if you was tuning in, I added a little special addition to the show. Big up to Wild Dad. While I was on the show, God worked on me and said, look, you got a call-out feature. You can go and get these souls. See how I came and got you? You got to go get them. So maybe after the first break or the second break, I'm going to start calling out to some souls and giving them their spiritual feeding. And if you got somebody that you know that need to be prayed over, or you want to pray over them or just uplift their day-to-day, call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button, and I'll go on a private call with you to get the number so we can call that person, just to let them know that God is still alive and available, and he got us out here searching for them souls. Let's get some Twitter love. Shout out to Genius on Twitter, Future Guru 100, The Boss Lady 4PR, Tay Black 84, Bella Beauty, Tees Forever, Eddie L. Ness, Lane Bella LOM, Miss Cocaine Cupcakes. Okay. Who else we got? For the Love of, and Why Dot B. And I also want to give out some Facebook love, y'all. When you got people in your life that support y'all and they show up to what you're doing, and most likely they was there in the darkness, you want to let them know you remember them. I want to give a shout out to Tika Jones, Lushy Lush, Vanessa Bonds, Melissa Smith Shell, Kitty Cat Sherrod, let's see, Ebony Lee Brinson, that's another Brinson. Shout out to my family, Brianna Brinson. Oh, man, and shout out to Tarina Kenny, man. It's all about showing and giving back the love. But we got to be thankful for the darkness, y'all, because if we're not thankful for the darkness, we ain't going to get nowhere. We got to be thankful for those hard times that God, you know, allowed us to see. Because a lot of people say, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm going through this and this and this and this. That's on-the-job training. Let's start with the scripture. This scripture comes from Exodus 13:21. It says, you are my pillar. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and night. And that's Exodus, or Exodus, if I'm saying it wrong, somebody correct me, 13:21. And I like that scripture that it says, and the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them by night, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go day by night. I mean, ain't that good? That scripture says to me that the Lord leads us. He provides the way, and it's in the darkness and in the light. You know, one, you know, how often we feel that we can't enjoy, you know, special times unless everything is perfect, y'all. Now, Thanksgiving is coming. We get in the family together. We're getting that baked macaroni and cheese rocking, on string beans and potatoes with them smoked neck bones. We pumping. We got the candy yams. We've been going crazy in the supermarket. But if you don't have a lot this Thanksgiving as far as eating the physical, it's about the spirit, being thankful that you got family together. You want to be thankful that you just got family together and that y'all can be thankful being with each other. If your cable ain't on, that's all right. And a lot of people fail to realize, you know, even back in the day when, you know, when Thanksgiving first started, there was no TV. There was no Super Bowl Sunday. There was no football. There was no marathons. There was no movies. It was just family coming together being thankful for the bread that they had. So if your dinner is not perfect, look, don't let tomorrow's worry, or don't let the devil come in and take your joy when you're just trying to be thankful. It's called Thanksgiving, so be thankful that you're here to enjoy it. That's what it's all about. I got a little story for y'all. Pennybacking off of yesterday's word. Yesterday was, you know, tomorrow was too much for me, and you know, we were talking about Javina. Javina was at the table with her grandmother, you know, and it was enough food. It was plenty of food for the six of them, and you know, she was so concerned about what she didn't have in her cabinets at home. You know, she was sitting at this big table with all this food, and she was thinking about, man, I ate my last pack of ramen noodles this morning for breakfast. I don't have no food in my house. But she stepped out of it, you know, and decided that, you know what, I'm not going to let tomorrow worries destroy today's joy. I'm going to be thankful for within a moment, what's here right now. So let's get into the short story. It says, Grandma looked around the table at her family. Granddaughter Javina just started out in her own plate. Daughter Gwen and her husband and son James Jr. and his new wife. It was a fine family. She was thankful. Grandma Betty smiled at the empty chair at the end of the table. There was always an extra place in case somebody stopped by. There was plenty of laughter, love, and way too much food. This would be a Thanksgiving to remember. The Thanksgiving to remember, the one that had taught her to be grateful, y'all, was the first one she and the children spent alone. It was more than 20 years ago, and all there was to eat was beans and rice cooked on top of a kerosene heater. Her husband, Jim, had died unexpectedly, and she had not yet received her first paycheck from her new job. Neither the utility company nor the grocery store wanted to extend credit, so they had no lights and little food and no holiday trimmings. She had been about to lose hope when she remembered other hard times that the Lord had brought them through. A sweet, unexpected peace had soothed her. They had a roof over their heads, the checks were going to come in, and most importantly, the Lord was with them. They had love and sweet memories to last a lifetime. There was hope. They would survive. Betty stirred the beans on the stove. They didn't smell that bad after all. Wow, that is such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful story. Think about the hard times that the Lord brought you through. Thank God for the darkness. Because think about it. Betty went through a whole heap of mess. Her husband had unexpectedly died on her. She had started a new job. She didn't get the first paycheck yet. The lights was off. They didn't want to extend the credit. The grocery store didn't want to extend the credit. She had three kids cooking a pot of beans and rice on a kerosene heater. Are you serious? When she was still thankful, an unexpected peace soothed her, y'all, because she knew that God had her. God had a little something in the stash for her. She knew that the checks was going to be coming in. She knew they was coming. She just started her new job. She thanked God for the job that she had. They had a roof over their head. The most important things, the most vital things that we need. We be so caught up in this whole new technology and this whole image. Not even our images outside, our images in the home. Let's be thankful, y'all. We got family coming all from across the country, the other states, you know, and if it's another family that don't get along with another family, I need you to take both of them right now, bring them in the room, in your room. Get your Bible out. Open it up. Lay it on the bed. Have them both get down on their knees and say, God, I just thank you for providing this day for us so we can come before you in your glory to magnify your name. We just give thanksgiving right now that we have this day to be together and eat and live and be warm. Lord, we not lost. We didn't lose our homes. We didn't lose our jobs. We try not to lose our minds. But I thank you for my two family members that you gave me, Lord. I thank you that you have both of them by my side right now. Let no weapons form against them shall not prosper, shall not work. We are a unit. And I thank you for the unity. Because I've been there, y'all. But prayer changes things. Y'all know family members can mess up a wonderful and beautiful moment of holiday. But you ain't got to yell or cuss or fuss at them. Even if they ain't coming, one ain't coming because another, or whatever the case may be, you got to take it to the Lord. You got to take them to the Lord. You're not Jesus Jr. We be trying to be Jesus Jr. We trying to go out. Nah, we pray on it. And your family member love you because... I had to come to realize this. If you are the person that the two family members or family members on each side of the family are beefing, if you are the person that they always talk to, you in the middle, you the link. You the link. You got to understand it. You the link. So what you want to do is ask God what he wants you to do. Ask God how you can be used as a tool. That's all you got to do. You ain't got to do nothing else. Ask God, you know, God, whatever your will is, what you want me to do, I'll do it. And then let him work. Don't go back. Don't touch it. Don't do nothing to it because it's hot now. It got God's hands on it. It's hot. You gave it to him. You prayed over him. It's hot. Don't touch it. Because if you do, you're going to mess it up. You're going to mess it up. Man, this has definitely been a wonderful week. I'm so thankful for my sister and my brother-in-law and my niece and my son. We out here in Washington. Oh, my Jesus, it snowed like crazy yesterday. And I had to really get myself in order because I don't like the snow, y'all. But when I seen it and my son was still sleeping because, you know, the school's closed down, and my sister came in the room and was like, oh, Evie, it was snowing so hard outside. And she was giggling and laughing because before I moved out here, she told me that it really doesn't snow like that. And then I was like, I looked out the window. I said, wow. I said, but you know what? That's all right because my son is going to get the victory on today. Y'all got to start thinking that way. Start changing your thinking. When it's something that you don't like or you're not feeling, think about who else is going to get the victory from it. Who else is going to get the glory from it? It's your girl Diva Mary Kay, and now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We are getting our spiritual feeding on because we got the victory. You guys, welcome back. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay, and I got the victory on today. You are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT, and we getting the spiritual feeding on. Shout out to Yolanda Adams for that song. I love that song. As a matter of fact, I actually wake up to that song each and every day. When I roll out the bed and when I'm waking up and I'm smiling at the Lord and I say thank you, I just take my little remote control and boom, just blast through the house. I'm rocking early in the morning and she helps me get out the bed. That's definitely an uplifting song. But while I was listening to the music before we went into it, I had this great idea God put on me, and it said, he said to me, don't leave the kids out. And I was like, don't leave the kids out. What are you trying to say to me, Lord? Don't leave the kids out. Don't leave the kids out at Thanksgiving. Don't forget, you guys, to set up a table for the kids. That card table that you got or that little table that you may got in the room or in the stash, and set up a table for the kids. And the reason why I say that, the kids is going to be running around. You're going to get family and friends, you know, coming on. And we be so busy and caught up with entertaining the adults, we forget about the kids. So one of the, I always got some creative ideas in my head, but one of the activities that I thought about was when the kids come over and, you know, they got the table, set up some activities for them. Like, all right, y'all, what we need y'all to do, we need y'all to make some Thanksgiving cards. We need you to, you know, have little arts and crafts. You can go to the 99-cent store. They can make a turkey on the front of it. You can start off with the construction paper. Go to the 99-cent store and get the big stack. It got the different colors. You cut out a circle for the turkey body, and you do a little question mark. If you want to get activities as far as, like, for Thanksgiving and whatnot, let me pull this magazine out. This is my favorite magazine. I think it's over here. You can go to creativekids.com. You can go to familytime.com. You can even go to Google. Go to Google and type in Thanksgiving cards, kids creative Thanksgiving cards, and you can do it from there, because I can't find my magazine, but I know a couple of websites. But set up something for them to do. And even, remember back in the day, we used to, Grandma used to bring out the long string with the needle on the end of it and get the popcorn and the cranberries to put on there to make the dressing for the Christmas tree. Because after Thanksgiving or at the end of Thanksgiving, we usually put up our Christmas tree, but we want to give them some healthy activities. And then once they do the Thanksgiving cards, tell them, you know, y'all going to do the Thanksgiving cards, we going to put them up around the house. And make sure that the adults acknowledge that. Make sure they acknowledge that and honor that. And, you know, while you praying at the table and before you praying, when you bring it to the table or afterwards, everybody eating, y'all be like, look at the card that such and such make. Isn't this wonderful? Isn't she so creative? And isn't he such an artist? We want to encourage our kids. It's so important on today that we do so, but we want to give them positive activities. That's one, making cards. Get the girls in the kitchen. Get them little divas in the kitchen and let them help. Because they always want to help. It's always one that's straggling around that want to help. Let her stir the cake mix or stir the cornbread mix or snap the beans or, you know, oh, the macaroni and cheese. Let her cut the cheese up for the macaroni and cheese. You really can't mess it up because it's just chunks. It's not like it's going to be uniform. But include the kids and with the boys. Let the boys teach them how to be men. You know, have them help out. And make sure you have a football, y'all. Make sure you got footballs, because all the money that we spending on making the house, oh, the tablecloth and the decorations, we can skim on that, y'all. We can go to the 99-cent store, get some coloring books for the little youngsters, the little babies. We can get some hula hoops, some jump ropes, because most likely the kids going to be outside if it ain't too cold. Get that football for the boys, you know, include the kids, because we thankful for them as well. You got to be thankful for the kids. And, you know, I said that, and I thank God for putting that on my spirit, because, you know, I remember when they used to forget about us, we ain't had nothing to do. We used to sit around the house, you know, sneak food, go crazy, tearing up the room after mama and grandma, and, you know, we didn't clean all day. We didn't scrub the baseboards. My grandmother had us 1 year scrubbing baseboards, y'all. I was mad. I'm like, they ain't going gonna be looking at our baseboards, Grandma. She like, girl, get them baseboards clean. And you know, I mumbled under my breath, well, we ain't clean the baseboards all this time. Why we gotta do it now? And my mother caught me mumbling, and you know, I got the serious smack upside the head. Like, who you talking to? So let the girls help with the pies. The boys count too. And you men, stop doing this whole, oh, you know, what's that all about? A man don't do that. A man don't do this. Da, 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 da. Them boys can help cook, too, because they nothing like a man that know how to cook. I'm going to tell you that right on today. Ain't nothing like a man that know how to cook, y'all. Wow, we just want to be thankful for the dark times. Because if your family is here and they coming, and it don't matter how many people show up, just imagine you sitting there by yourself alone. And even if you are spending Thanksgiving alone, it's okay because you're not alone. You and God is together. And we got to touch and agree on that. Even with the family members that passed away last year, or, you know, big mama and grandma and daddy gone, you know, your husband is gone, your wife is gone, they passed on, be thankful. Be thankful. Be thankful that you're still rocking with family. Be thankful that for the family that you still have here. Be thankful that you're still here. I know you're going to go through some emotions, because I get emotional around this time, but I had to address some of those issues and let God come into my heart. My grandmother made the best stuffing in the world, but she's not here. But it's so grateful. I called my aunt when me and my sister was in the grocery store last night getting our late Thanksgiving shopping on. But I called my aunt to get the ingredients that we needed for my grandmother's famous stuffing. Only two people in my family really know how to make that stuffing. That's my aunt Annette. Shout out to Annette. And that's my cousin Michelle. Shout out to her. And Michelle's phone is off, and Annette was at work, but Annette called me this morning and said, you call me? I'm like, yeah, I need the recipe to Granny stuff. And she's like, oh, y'all want to cook my mama's stuffing, huh? Yes, we do. But just because your family members is gone don't mean that you can't enjoy them, their memories. Get some photo albums out, y'all. Ladies, men, take the time out. You know, if you want to get creative with it, and I say creative, this is something that you can do just to keep the memories alive. The pictures that you downloaded on your computer or whatever, you had them scanned, or you can either go, because I got a scanner. You can scan the pictures. You can go to MySpace.com or any other site and do a collage of pictures and print it out and go into the 99-cent store and get you some of those plastic slip covers and put them in. And those can be placemats. You know, 8x5, 11, you can put that on the side of the plate, and they already got the plastic to cover it, but those can be placemats. And how wonderful is it for the family to come over and see old school pictures of them and of the family? That's pretty cool. It's about the memories, y'all. It's about the joyful memories, and it's about giving Thanksgiving, being thankful. So I would encourage, you know, don't put the pictures up of grandma, great-grandma, great-granddad. Don't put the pictures up of your husband or your wife or your children who then passed away. Don't put those pictures. Bring them in the house. Open those, get frames. Because the family coming over, and they're going to be looking at some pictures and understand some emotions is going to come. But it's all good. We thankful that we here together. We keeping on with our family tradition. That's what it's about. Even for the family members that didn't pass away, my brother is incarcerated. He got another 2 years. Y'all think he ain't gonna be on the printout of them photos? He not gonna be in that plastic cover with the plastic inserts? It's all right. It's okay. It's all right. They still here with us. We still get to enjoy them in the physical and in the spirit. Because our time is going to come too. And we're going to have to move on. We all call for a purpose in this world. Our lives are called for a purpose. It's not about us. It's not about us. And once we able to understand that, we'll have a lot more better time. You know, reflect on your difficult times. Thank God that he was with you, and remember how he delivered you through. you know, share one of your memories with a friend or, you know, with a family member and make sharing a regular part of your family gatherings. That's what we want to do. We want to share. We want to make that a part of our family gathering, the memories, y'all, no matter where they at. And I encourage all the family, shout out to Ms. Hargrove for the Organo Gold team. I mean, it got me up and rocking. This is some good tea. Organo Gold and try to, y'all try to, I know I can't say that, you know, try to have it all healthy and whatnot, but try some Organo products in your Thanksgiving on today. Seriously. You and start putting Organo goodness in your bate. Get you some gourmet coffee and, you know, with Organo Gold. Holla at Ms. Hargrove, M. Hargrove, that's M-H-A-R-G-O-V-E dot Organo Gold, O-R-G-A-N-O-G-O-L-D dot com. Go to mhargrove.organogold.com and get you some of this Organo tea, cocoa, black coffee, and latte. Man, it's good. But I encourage you guys on today for a family member that y'all fell out or whatever, or you haven't spoken to in a long time, to reach out to them. Facebook, MySpace, tag, Twitter, the telephone. Personal calls is the best. I know y'all like, well, these are Mary Kay. What am I going to say? We fell out. You're going to call them up and say, hey, such and such, how you doing? This is such and such. I'm just calling you to let you know we haven't spoken in a while, but I love you, and I'm praying for you, and I'm thankful that you're a part of my family. That's it. And from there, they'll say something back or whatever the case may be. And even if they don't give you a positive response, even if they hang up, that's okay. You pray for them anyway. You got to pray for them anyway, y'all. It's so, so important that you pray for them anyway. You want to do that for your family on today. Even when they don't answer, even when they don't support. It's so important for us to do that. Y'all got to realize it ain't about, you know, well, she ain't calling me, so I ain't calling her. She don't rock with me, so I ain't rocking with her. That's how you feel? Well, y'all going to be in that same situation for a long time. But be the bigger man on today. For real. That's what it's about. Can you be the bigger man on today? Can you do that? Can you put, in spite of your feelings, can you call your family up? Because remember the dark times? They may be having some dark times right now. I got to give a shout out to my cousin Cal. I love you, baby. I'm going to call out to somebody today. I'm going to call out to Keena. See if I can get her up on the line and let her know I'm praying for her on today. Because we got to go out there and get these souls, y'all. We got to go out there and get these people. They need us. We all a part of God's body. It's the song that says, I need you, you need me. We're all a part of God's body. I'm going to get that song. Let's call out to Keena. See if we can get her on the line this morning.
Hello?
Keena.
Who this?
This Ebony. We live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. I'm doing a spiritual feeding, and I wanted to call out to you live on my show and tell you I love you, and, girl, I'm thankful for you.
Thank you. I love you so.
Yes.
Wow.
We got Brixie in the building, 732. Everybody is calling all over around the world. I said, I'm going to start calling out on my show to the people that I love who have been close to me. On today's show, we're talking about thank you, Lord, for the darkest times. And in my darkest time, Diva, you was there.
I know that. What?
I love you. Tina,
I love you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Shout out to some family members.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to you, first of all. My diva, been there for me, keep me focused, keep me on the right track. Just to the people that's close to me, like, do y'all, keep doing y'all. And I love all y'all.
We love you too, honey. Y'all, I am a witness on today. We getting this spiritual feeding in. I just called my diva up because y'all got to understand, we fall down, but we get back up, y'all. And when I fell down, when I was down to my lowest, she didn't play her fingers at me. She said, Ed, what's good, bae? You need anything? You all right? How little man doing? Girl, I said, let me call my diva up. I said, I'm a star. God said, you got this tool for this show. You better start calling. But guess what, Keena? We still standing, man.
I know that's right. I love you too, Ed.
Let's get into this music, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We're going to get into it.
Oh.
Mama always told me.
Ed.
Maybe you got to walk by faith.
Oh, you can still hear me?
And not by sight.
Hold on.
Real talk. You got to listen.
I'm never
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Spiritual Feeding on Diva Spark Radio ENT. Big shout out to my Diva Kina, a.k.a. Bones. I just called her live from the show to let her know I'm thankful for you. I'm so blessed that you are my life. You know, we've seen each other and passed each other through the years. We've been through ups and downs. It's so crazy how, you know, the places that we've met up and the people that we've came and seen or whatever together. But she has been my diva for a long time. This one is about y'all. Start calling out, linking to your friends and your family. This is the time to be thankful and thanksgiving. Like, for real. Shout out to the 323 and the 210. I see y'all in the building, but I'm definitely calling out today. I want to call out to some more people. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. So we can call out to some of your family members, some of your friends, and let them know that you are thankful for them. I'm a tool to be used. But today's topic, we talking about thank you, God, for the darkness, man. I read a story about Javina's grandmother and how she was looking around her table being so thankful. Her granddaughter was there. Her son was there with his wife and his little James Jr. And, you know, her other son was there with the new honey buns and, you know, coming in. And she remembered 20 years ago when her husband had unexpectedly died on her. She hadn't got her check from her first job. And the light company or the grocery store didn't want to extend no credit. So she had three kids in the house with no lights, little bit of food, and she was cooking rice and beans, y'all, on the carousel heater. Wow. She remembered those hard times, but you know what? She was soothed. She had unexpected soothing and feeling over her because she knew the checks was coming. She had her family. They had a roof over her head, and she knew God was with her. I'm so thankful that, you know, I got my family and my friends, those who was with me through my dark times. And a lot of people get caught up on the turkey. Y'all getting caught up on the turkey. Get caught up on the Lord. Oh, I ain't got no turkey. What's a turkey without a Thanksgiving? What's a Thanksgiving without being thankful? I have to say that because I remember one year I was caught up on the turkey, caught up on the turkey, caught up on the turkey. You know, and it was a blessing because the church blessed us with two turkeys. Yeah, I want to be thankful on today for the family, man. Stop worrying about, oh, I ain't got enough cheese for the macaroni and cheese. Oh, we ain't got enough money to get a couple of drinks or whatever the case may be. Oh, my house is not up to par and it don't look. I ain't having nobody come over here, whatever the case may be. Let me tell y'all something. Stop getting caught up on how things look, the technology. I know a person right now feeling some type of way because they don't have that 50-inch in their house right now that they've been trying to get. The party is not going to go off because we ain't got the TV. The Pilgrims didn't have no TV. I want to smack that person, but the only thing I can do is pray for them and stop getting caught up on the physical things. You know, even if we have peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for Thanksgiving, we all sat together at the table. And I put an ideal out, you know, for the family members that in past, for the family members who not there and couldn't make it. This is a good trick that you can do because I think Thanksgiving, me personally, Thanksgiving is about memories and coming together and sharing the good times and reminiscing on the good times and the bad times. So what you can do is you can take the pictures that you have and whether you got them on your computer or whether you know, got them in a photo album, you can go and put them on top of a printer, collage them together. Make a collage, you know, an 8x11 piece of paper, the regular sheet of paper, print it out, go to the 99-cent store and get some of those plastic inserts and put those pictures in there and set it up on the table. Those can be they like placemats. You can set it right on the side of the plate, you know, where they can put their cup in, and they're going to look down and like, oh, my God, is that a picture of me when I was such and such, or is that Big Mama, or is that daddy? Is that auntie? Such and such and such. It's about building the memories. If you have people coming over to your house, don't just focus on the food. The food is just the part that's for the nourishment of the body. But we want to nourish the spirit. We want to nourish the spirit and understand you're going to have some emotions that arise. You know, some people are going to catch some emotions, but you got to say that's all right because we got to be thankful that we are together to reminisce on these memories for our family. Got to start putting, you know, too many times we reflect on difficult times, but just thank God that he was with you and remember how he delivered you. You know, share one of your memories with your friends or your family members and make such sharing a regular part of your family greetings. And include the kids, too. So many times we leave the kids out. Go outside and play. Go outside and play this, this, and this, and this, and that, and so forth. Get those girls in the kitchen and let them help. Let them fill those sweet potato pies up. Let them feel things that they really can't mess up, but you got to think about it. When you get the kids involved, you teaching them something. And I love cooking with my son and teaching him because that's how he learned to measure. He learned to add. He learned to read all at the same time. So get them kids in there, boys and girls. Let them fill them pies up. Let them cut the cheese for the baked macaroni and cheese. You know, stuff that they can't mess up. Let them peel the eggs for the macaroni salad, the devil eggs. You know, you can make the batter up, taste it, but just let them take that spoon and fill it up. It's foolproof. Get them kids involved. Say, okay, now, we got a dozen of eggs, and we're going to cut them all in half. So 12 times 2 is what? Get them right involved. Because they having fun, and you know, so many times we shoo them out the kitchen because it's hot. But make sure y'all put something to the side so they can help out, y'all. And don't forget, we dressing the table for the adults. So many times we get caught up with doing things for the adults and entertaining the adults. The big TV for the game and everything. Let's get the kids involved. Make sure y'all take that card table that you was planning on playing cards and spades on and dress that table up for the kids. Give the little ones some activities. They can make Thanksgiving cards. Go to the 99-cent store, pay that dollar for that pack of construction paper with all the different colors and cut out the brown circles so they can make turkeys. Get the, back in the day, remember the glue sticks that we had? Get them glue sticks. They can't mess. Don't get the liquid glue. Get the glue stick. Don't get nothing liquid. I learned, you know, and get some glitter if you want, which I wouldn't suggest. I wouldn't suggest that really for, unless you got big tables of arts and crafts. But make an arts and crafts table. Let them make Thanksgiving cards. And then before dinner, make sure you put them up on the wall or put them up around the table. Cards, you know, you fold them in half. They make the turkey card. They write their little message in it and put them up around the table. And when the kids and when the family get to the table, you know, make sure y'all acknowledge that, look what such and such did. We're going to open up the line because we got people who calling in to worship and praise with us and just give Thanksgiving on today, and that's what it's about, man. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. 216-551, you're live in the building. How you doing?
Good afternoon, Ms. Deep Mary Kay.
How you doing?
I'm good. It's your boy, Watt Dot. Just calling to show some support for the show. Get that little spiritual.
Oh, that's what's up.
Spiritual feeding, mommy.
Oh, well, let's get it on. Feed is Watt Dot. Did you hear what I was talking about as far as, like, getting the kids involved?
Involved with the holiday or?
Yeah, involved with the holiday.
Because I actually just tuned in.
Cool. So I was talking about today's topic, Watt Dot, is, you know, thank you, Lord, for the darkness. Let's be thankful about the hard times, but I'm going to get into that because I want to say what I was saying about the kids. You know, so many times we get caught up in the turkey and the dressing and the food and preparing the table for the adults. We forget about the kids. You know, we got to include the kids. And that card table that we got stashed, set that up for the kids. It's multi-purpose. It can be used for two things. When the kids get there, we can have them make Thanksgiving cards. Like, go to the 99-cent store, pay that dollar for that. We'll get two or three of them. The pack of colorful construction paper, fold it in half, and let them make little turkeys on the front. whether they cut out the feathers, even if they have feathers. I think that's a good idea, too. Feathers
or
whatever, and let them make little turkeys, cut the brown circle out for the body, get the feathers, and get the glue stick. Not the glue. The glue stick. Glue stick, no glue, and let them make little Thanksgiving cards and set them up around the table. So when we all sit down to eat, we can say, look at the card that Makai made, and we want to uplift them. We want to know that we're thankful for them as well. I think it's so cool. And let the kids come in the kitchen. Let them help. You know, let them help. If they seven and above, let them come in the kitchen. Let them fill up them sweet potato pies. Let them fill up them pumpkin pies. And, you know, because we teaching them, they learn. That's why I say I love cooking with my son, because he learned so much. He learned fractions. He learned how to measure. He learned how to read. And I was saying this thing with the deviled eggs, you know. You let them know, here, fill this pot up with water. Put the eggs in. You take them out. Let them fill them and say, look, we need 24 eggs. How are we going to get 24 eggs from 12 eggs? They're going to start thinking, like, I don't know. You say, let's do it like this. You're going to cut them in half, cut all the eggs in half, and when you finish, tell me how many eggs you got. While they cutting them in half and putting a little filling in the bowl, you making them batter, you know, and you say, well, 2 times 12 is what? 24.
Right.
So they learning.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I know we as a family include on the 365 day a year the kids into everything we do. Our tradition is actually we eat together, kids and family. We set up, you know, saying 2 dining room tables, and we actually go in with that, and we afterwards after dinner we actually end up putting up our Christmas tree, and the actual kids used to get a stocking, and they actually decorate and do it together as cousins as opposed to growing up and just being in the family household. So tradition, that's tradition to us.
And that's right, tradition. And that's a big thing. You know, we're leaving out the tradition. The kids are supposed to decorate the tree no matter how ugly you may think it is after they finish. It's for them. You don't put a Christmas tree up for you. I mean, I'm still a big kid in the inside, so maybe maybe I still do, but I love it when the kids get involved, and that's another thing that I was saying as far as getting the kids involved, you know, with the popcorn and the cranberries on the string, the needle with the string and lining the cranberries in the popcorn. That's something that the kids can do as well. We want to incorporate our kids. We want to make sure they know what being thankful and what Thanksgiving is all about, the history. That's the most important thing there is the history. And I was talking about this story, Javina's grandmother, Betty. She was sitting around her family table, and she was just smiling and being thankful that all her kids and all the family was there, because, you know, it was at a time 20 years ago that her husband had unexpectedly died on her. Her husband had unexpectedly died. She hadn't got her first check from her job. And the light, the electric company and the grocery store didn't want to extend the credit. So, you know, what ended up happening was, oh, why that? You got a lot of noise behind you. Can you hear me?
We clean it and we getting ready.
Okay. We got a, she was saying how, you know, she didn't have any lights or whatnot. And she was cooking beans and rice on a kerosene heater. You know, a lot of people get caught up in the turkey, but they don't get caught up in the Lord. They get caught up in everything, like my food, everything got to be perfect. But too many times we don't get caught up in the world. Hey, why? I remember yesterday when I said I'm going to start calling out to my family and friends?
Yes, ma'am.
I called out to my girlfriend like 15, 20 minutes ago, Kina, and let her know that, you know, I'm thankful for her, and she live on the show. She was so ecstatic. I'm about to call somebody else. I think this is almost my favorite part of the show right now. That's crazy. It's such a blessing. Let me call out. I'm about to call Black. 666. Hopefully they ain't at work. And Black, if you listen, I'm about to call you. Mm-hmm. Let's see if we can get him up on the lines. I'm going to have to meet you out, Wydad.
Hello?
Hey, Black, it's Ebony B, and I'm calling you live from Diva Spot Radio ENT. How you doing?
What's going on, Eb?
Not that I had to call you, because on today's show, today's topic is being thankful for the dark times, and I had to call you and say, you know what, I'm thankful for you, because you was there in my dark times. You was there when I was confused. And I love you, and I love you for just being a friend, and I'm just thankful for you on the day. And I want to definitely add this to my show by calling up everybody who believed in me, man, and saying thank you.
You're welcome. You helped me a lot, too.
Oh, no problem, no problem. We talking about the dark times on today, and I just want to be thankful because I remember it was 1 year that I didn't have nothing for Thanksgiving, and I was so caught up on the whole turkey aspect of things, but I didn't thankful. I wasn't thankful for just having my life.
Yeah, so true.
I wasn't thankful. I was sitting there crying and boo-hoo. Oh, we ain't got no turkey. How we gonna have Thanksgiving without the turkey? Yo, it was sad. Oh, we ain't got no turkey. But look, Black, I had chicken. I had ham. I had everything else. I just didn't have the turkey. I was so caught up. Yo, y'all gotta listen, and shout out to the 323, the 973, the 908, the 252, the 816 in the building live, tuning in. I was so caught up, y'all, over the turkey. I was sad. I was sitting there pouting. I had an attitude with my spouse. I spanked my son because he was running around because I'm mad about the turkey.
Yeah. I mean, we all go through that, man. We all go through that. Everybody want to have certain things in their life, and when we don't get them, you know, we tend to get a little bit down or whatever. But, I mean, like you said, all you got to do is remember that you got other things to be thankful for, family, friends, you know, just waking up in the morning and being able to breathe, you know what I mean? So, you know, that's letting other people out there know that's going through it right now that you ain't got no turkey at your house. I'm sure somebody you know that do got a turkey. Go on over there and eat. Spend some time mm-hmm. with friends and family and be thankful for the year that y'all got through. You know what I mean? Because it's a lot of horrid stuff going on out there, man.
And you definitely ain't lied about that, Black. It is a lot of hard stuff going on. It's sad that we can't even really let the kids outside no more. You know, it's especially, you know, in the hard times that we facing and all this whole initiation thing going on, and not even that. You know, you got to worry about crazy people out here, but be thankful, y'all. Be thankful on today that you got your life today. Be thankful for them hard times. I'm so thankful for the hard times, Black. I'm so thankful. I just read a story about, I'm not going to take up too much of your time, but I just read a story about this lady named Betty, and, you know, her husband had unexpectedly died on her. And she had just got her first job. She hadn't got the paycheck yet. She had three kids, and she was, for Thanksgiving, they had rice and beans that she was cooking on top of a kerosene heater. Y'all don't know hard times, man.
Yeah. I mean, I know plenty of people that have been through that and ain't let nobody know till we got a little bit older. I mean, it's people going through mad stuff out there, man. It's people who lost their family members yesterday. And getting mm-hmm. ready to go through Thanksgiving, you know, 2 days from now or whatever. So, you know, hard times ain't nothing. I mean, people down there in Haiti, they probably don't even celebrate Thanksgiving the way we do, but they just went through some horrific stuff. So we don't really know what it is. We over here in America, we eat half the turkey, and 5 days later, if it's still in the refrigerator, we throw it in the garbage. It's people mm-hmm. right now who will go in that garbage and finish that turkey off happily. And won't think twice about it, who's Sam or nothing. So, I mean, it's all about the mentality of staying positive and just being thankful for the blessings that you did get. And the ones you ain't get yet, maybe you ain't work hard enough for them. So, you know,
Say that, Black. The ones that you didn't get is the ones you ain't work hard for. And probably some of them pass you by. Dale called in yesterday and was saying, you know, he said a story about a man being sentenced to hell. And when they took him into this room and it had his name on all these boxes. So when God showed up, when he went before God, he said, God, before we do anything else, I just got one question, Lord. What is all these boxes with my name on it? God said, oh, those are the blessings that you didn't allow me to give to you.
Yeah. Yeah, people don't know. People don't know, man. Everybody, you know, sometimes you'll meet a person on the street, they ain't dressed too well, you know, not dirty, but, you know, they ain't dressed too well, they not articulate, and they trying to tell you something, and you ain't listening because they ain't got on the hottest clothes, or, you know what I mean, yeah. They ain't driving the hottest car, and you ain't paying them no attention, and you looking for a job, and this brother probably owned a company, he just ain't dressed right today, but you ain't paying them no attention. That was your blessing you just passed by right there. Somebody asked you for a dollar. Yeah, I ain't got it. Then go in the liquor store and buy six gallons of liquor and go party with your homeboys and turn around. That brother that you asked for that dollar you ain't give him could have been somebody that could have helped you down the road. So, you know, you never know, man. You don't know the blessings you pass up. Just that's why I say be grateful for the ones you get and just keep working hard and more come to you. Ain't nothing free, man.
Ain't nothing free. And I like what you said about that because that ties into the whole physical aspect of things. We be so caught up on what looks good. And, you know, I know somebody right now that's having a bad day because they 50 inches not in their living room. Your 50-inch TV and your – watch my mouth, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Your kids going to tear it up. You know, they're going to tear that 50-inch up. I'm telling you right now, they're going to tear it up. But he is having a bad day because his 50-inch is really not there. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it just goes to show, man. I don't want to get down on us as Americans, but, I mean, we wasteful. We you know, we got an abundance of things, and we take it for granted. And we know that there's other people out there who don't have near what we have. You know, you should be happy that you even had a 50-inch TV. Some people ain't seen a TV in three or four years. Yeah. Some people got to actually go outside to enjoy themselves. I mean, that's what it is. It's just all about being happy for what you got, man. Because, you know, I got a $3,000 couch in my living room my wife got from Rent-A-Center or whatever. We paid it off. As soon as we paid it off, the kids tore it up. So, but I'm still happy I got the mug because I got something to sit on when I go in my living room. You know, I ain't never been a material type, so, I mean.
Yeah.
And I try to pass that on to other people. I mean, everybody out here worrying about money, 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 money. You know, money gonna come. There's money out there to be got. You just got to get to it. I mean,
and y'all got to remember, too, I didn't mean to cut you off, but y'all got to remember, too, when we start to make and idolize the things of the world and when we start to idolize the stuff, you know, in the world, when we start to friend the things in the world, we make God our enemy, for real. I didn't know that. I'm just learning that through this whole spiritual feeding. Well, through my women's Bible and taking my show. My show is a palette. God gave me this. I went from being homeless in a shelter with my son having two bags, one bag for Makai and one bag for me in this women's Bible. So now I'm on higher lands, you know, but I'm still a humble woman on higher lands. I'm still thankful. And now I got my own radio show. Come on now. And this is how, what are you using your position for? We got to recognize that, y'all. What are we using our positions for? It should be God first, family second, career third, because Jesus walked for us.
Yeah.
He walked a long way. Go ahead, Black.
I mean, it's just like what I'm going through right now. I ain't working. I got, you know, a little service aid certificate. I got some culinary experience. But, you know, I'm blessed to have a wife that make a little bit of money and is being patient with me so I can find a job that helps us both. You get what I'm saying? And not just have to take anything, you know, just to have a job and be working somewhere that I don't like or in a field that I don't want to be in. So, You know, I'm grateful for all that. And, you know, it ain't like we got it easy. You know, we our rent high as everybody else rent. And we got three kids. And food ain't cheap. But, you know, she being patient with me and letting me find what I need to help us. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's a million things to be grateful for out here, man. So, I know.
Shout out to wife.
Yeah, definitely shout out to wifey. You know what I mean? And her birthday
shout
today.
To
so.
Happy birthday
to my baby.
Happy birthday to Whitey. First of all, Father God, I just pray over the family. Father God, thank you for just making her strong and continuing to bless her, to hold down her family, her kids, her man. Father God, bless her birthday on today and cover her with the blood because we know Jesus walks. Yo, y'all now tuned in live to Diva Fly Radio ENT. I'm your girl, Diva Mary Kay. We getting our spiritual feeding on because we know Jesus walks.
Yo, who wanna mess with me or can mess with me? Be a mess to clean.
That is definitely not the song I was trying to play. I'm like, what is this? This is not Frontline Fridays, man. That is not. Here it is. There it is.
If I want.
God is so good, so good. Welcome back, y'all. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. You're live with your host, Diva Mary Kay. We getting our spiritual feed in there. Black, I just want to say thank you for just tuning in with me and just, you know, keeping it real all the time, man. It's such a blessing. It's such a blessing. Yeah, I can hear you.
Nah, I mean, all the time, man. I listen to one of your other shows or whatever. I don't be having a lot of time to listen all the time, but I definitely try to show some love.
Oh, no problem. The most important show for me is the spiritual feeding. And as long as you listen one time, that's fine. You got any people that you want to shout out, or if you got somebody you want to call up and say you thankful for, because I'm here to be used as a tool. It's whatever.
Really not right now, because I'm on the computer and talking to you at the same time, so.
Okay.
I don't want to do too many things, you know, trying to get this job thing done.
Well, you know what, the storm is over now, and God has already provided a way. Just know that you got somebody praying for you, and that we always keep you in spirit, and just have some patience, and God will prevail, and I definitely know you know that.
Yeah.
All right, let's get some more. Let me get some more of my family up on the line. Let me call out to some more people. Let's see what's going on. God, again, thank you for this tool, Lord. Like, thank you for this tool, because, God, if it wasn't for you, I would not have it. I would not have it. I'm so thankful that you just continue to work over my show and work over my family and work over my friends, and let no weapons be formed against me shall not prosper, shall not work, man. It's been a long journey. It's been a long ride, y'all, but I'm thankful because God gave me this palette, and he said, this is yours, and can't nobody touch it. Can't nobody do nothing with it. I gave this to you. I'm going in. I'm going to call my Uncle Mike up. Bear with me, y'all, because I definitely don't like dead air on my show, so if it sounds like I'm rambling, I am. Let me make sure I got this number right so I can call him up and tell him I love him. All right.
The telephone number you have dialed.
Let's try another one. Let's see. Call my IT net. Auntie Net-Net, y'all make sure y'all reach out to y'all family. Y'all make sure, even if y'all haven't spoke and y'all fell out, you know, I had a family member that I fell out with, y'all, and I was a bigger person. I had mad butterflies in my stomach when I called. But make sure y'all reach out to them. Just call them up and say, hey, it's such and such. I just wanted to call you and tell you that I love you and I'm praying for you. And no weapons formed against you shall not prosper, shall not work. And you just go from there. You ain't got to do no more. Even if they hang up in your face, it's okay. Call my auntie. Answer machine. All right. Hang that up. We're still a blessing on today, y'all. And definitely shout out to Keena. I just got a text. You made my day. Thank you. May God bless you. We going to keep praying together because it only gets better. It does, Keena. You definitely right about that. And I thank you for tuning in because it only does get better, man. We've been talking about being thankful for the darkness. Don't let the turkey be the whole main center focus of the today. Today is about being thankful. Today is about Thanksgiving, holding on. You know, and oh, shout out to all the Twitter love online. I see y'all checked in live with me. Thank you so much. I mean, that's what the show is about, Supreme Design. You know, I like to say no pork on my fork. On the loud, Ted, and I see you, Supreme. No pork on your fork, but we definitely going to have some pork over here. It's going down in my house. We definitely going to have that big ham all glazed up. Ingenious Future Group 100, the boss lady. Shout out to y'all, too. Definitely shout out to y'all. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And give Thanksgiving. Just be thankful. Just be thankful. Or you can check in on the live chat with me at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. I'm just so thankful on today, man. I'm feeling real good. The shows has been getting better. You know, now we got Bankum Smurf was just on the Saturday show with us, and we was doing the hip hop history. We was playing all the throwbacks. We was going in, and he liked the show so much that he was like, you know what, Diva Mary Kay, I definitely want to do a continuous show with my Feed the Wolves movie. Bankum Smurf, for all that don't know, they used to rock with 50 Cent, whatever the case may be, and you know, they had a disagreement and it fell out and things changed and they went their separate ways. But Bingham is doing his thing. He over there in Trinidad doing his thing. He got, we about to do Feed the Wolves Diva Edition, Hip Hop History. It's going to be on Thursdays at 6 p.m. West Coast time and 9 p.m. East Coast. We're going to be playing all the throwbacks. We're going to have Maybach Dice in the building, Five Alive, Money Mo. All his artists is coming. He actually got Fredro Starr from Onyx is coming on as well. He rocking with them. So we going in for that hip-hop history because the music now, blah. Give me a break. Come on now. And I never thought that I would be the one to be like, you know, give me a break about this music or whatever the case may be, but it's important. And I also got the U Show. My show is actually rocking 6 days a week. I had to take Sunday off, y'all, because it's a lot that go into these shows, doing these interviews, getting this music, appearing for the show. You know, it's a lot. So, you know, Monday through Friday, go ahead and throw the schedule out there. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. West Coast and 12 p.m. East Coast, we do the 2 hours of spiritual feeding. Then on Thursday evening, we got the Feed the Wolves movement. Diva Edition Hip Hop History on Thursday nights. On Saturday, we got Frontline Fridays, 6 p.m. West Coast, 9 p.m. East Coast. That's Friday. We got Frontline Fridays. And then Saturdays is Step Your Game Up Saturdays. So if you want to get your music played on Frontline Fridays, because Frontline Fridays is all about new artists, new music who coming up in the biz and getting themselves promoted, because that's as well as what we do as our team. I'm a promoter as well. As well as the host. I'm the Diva Mary Kay lady. I got a couple of things going. But you want to create a buzz for yourself, you want to get it out there, send your music and send me your information to divaspotent1@gmail.com. Again, that's divaspotent1@gmail.com. Send your information there. I'll get back ASAP on my MD, my marketing my marketing director, Future Guru 100, will get back to you. And for Step Your Game Up Saturdays, that's for all the business owners. If you have a business that you run and you want to get promotion for your business and you want to come on the show and talk about your business, you can send your the same inquiries to divaspotent1@gmail.com. That's divaspotent1@gmail.com. It's so important. If you really run your business and if you're trying to get some exposure, you need to invest into your business. Go do it on the international level. There's nothing wrong with you telling people about your business in your city, but you don't have to stay local. You stay local because you want to be local, but you want to do it on the international scale of things, and that's what it's all about. And y'all remember back to the topic that we're talking about, thank you, Lord, for the darkness. You know, thank God for the darkness, man. Thank God for them hard times. Thank God for them jobs that plagued you. Thank God for them people that plagued you. Thank God for the 10th agencies and, you know, you having hard times, because when we have hard times, that's on-the-job training. A lot of people don't know that it's on-the-job training. We are on-the-job training when we're going through hard times. And it makes us stronger. It makes us better. That song, I Never Would Have Made It. I'm going to play that song too. Marvin Sapp. I never would have made it without the Lord. Some, we get so busy in our lives and the stuff that's going on and our worries that God be taking the back burner. The God of your understanding, whatever you worship, whether you Christian or you Catholic or you Baptist or you Muslim or you Buddha or you Hindu or apostle, it don't matter. Don't let your God take the back burner of all the worldly things. Because when you get caught up in the worldly things, you make God your enemy. He's your enemy. Because you put all your trust and your love and your faith into your job, your business, your spouse. But who gave you this day? Who woke you up this morning? Even when you had that funky attitude and you just wanted to give up and you ain't want to hear nobody say, you know, God is good. And you was like, no, I don't want to hear that. God still loves you in spite of. In spite of you just throwing him away. It was at a time that I had forsaken my God. But he still stayed strong with me. Still stayed strong. My question to you is, how deep is your faith? Is it ankle deep? Is it knee deep? You know, is it hip deep? Or are you head over heels with your faith in the Lord? The Lord brought out the best in you when everybody else around you only seen the worst in you. It's even Mary Kay, man. Let's go.
When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
everyone else
around
me,
can
only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Trump walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best.
When everyone else around me,
can
I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I do. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, he is mine, and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Said you would never amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you'll never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see?
He saw the best. The best.
What did he see?
The best.
I said, 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 what did he see?
The best.
Can I sing the verse one time? Listen to this, y'all. I love this. I love this. Sing. See, he's mine, and I'm his. It doesn't matter what I did, but he only sees me who I am. Ooh, Lord. Yeah. He's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He only sees me who I am. Sing it one time. We're going to go back to it. He is mine. Oh, oh, oh.
He's mine. And I
am his.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me
the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
And I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I see.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, you guys. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Squad Radio, ENT. And God seen the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. And shout out to Lady S, live on the live chat. And she was saying, you know, for the family members who don't have transportation and who don't have cars, make a way to go and get them. If you got a car, man, and you know it's some family members who don't have transportation, do us all a favor and go and get them, please. You know, and for the family members that's getting picked up, know that please be ready and be on time. Don't be having them sitting out in the car waiting on you and the kids. And know that when it's time to leave, if you don't have cab money or whatever to get back to the house, please don't try to rush the person that brought you there. That's not cool. They did it, you know, out of the kindness of their heart to come and help y'all because it's cold. And we definitely don't want the babies outside, but we want to be able to have our family here at a time with us. And even the family that's coming in from out of state from the airport. The family that's coming from the airport, go and get them. I got family out of town, and I definitely want to call them up right now. See what's going on around here. Let's call John. Hopefully he can make it over. Shout out to all my veterans, man. All my soldiers. All those who protect and start putting your life on the front line. All the soldiers that's not going to be home for this Thanksgiving and for Christmas. Give me a second, y'all. I just thought about that. Those are not home, man. Kind of jacked up. And for the Army wives that's holding y'all husbands down, we so proud of y'all. Even that's my brother on the other end. Even for the family members that's locked up that ain't coming home. You know, you want to pray for them too. because they need our prayer. They need our support. Take the time out to send them a card. They always sending us cards. Send them one, too. That jail stuff, I mean, whatever that they locked up for, don't dwell on that. Just show them some love, man. That's all I'm saying. That's it. It ain't going to hurt you to show them love. We're going to call up John right now. What about
the number you have reached is not in service. This is a
recording. And it's gone. And he's not even in service. But wherever he at, John, bless you, man. God bless you. Whatever you're going through, wherever you may be at, I just pray that God cover you with the blood. It's so important. Y'all can't give up on your family. You can't give up. You can't stop loving them, no matter where they are. If you call and you get a disconnected number or they never number not in service no more, take the time out to pray for them. Because so we always pointing our finger at people. You know, and if you point your finger at somebody, it's three fingers pointing right back at you. So you can't really judge somebody for their one problem and you got three problems of your own. I like what Black said earlier today. Shout out to Black for calling in. What you were saying about, you know, you meet somebody on the street or whatever, and just because they're not dressed all nice and, you know, they got the hair done, nails done, everything done, you look at them sideways. And you never know, you could have been passing up your blessing doing that. That's crazy. I used to be a very materialistic person. If it wasn't about Ebony, it wasn't about nothing. That was my theory. If it wasn't about Ebony, if it wasn't about Diva Mary Kay, it wasn't about nothing. You had to have it all. Until I had it all and lost it all and realized I had all that stuff and didn't have no peace. No peace at all. God said for us to be fruitful wherever he put us. God only asks you for 10% of your time. 10% of 24 hours is 2 hours and 40 minutes. Come on. How much time is you going to give him? And the blessing that you put out is the blessing that you're going to get back in from the Lord. Be clear. Don't be going around looking for $1 million and you only gave a dollar. Don't be looking for your house to be blessed if you ain't blessed somebody else's. But that comes with training. That comes with getting out. And I encourage everybody, I say this each and every day, if not, you know, in my own conversations with my friends and coworkers or whatever, I encourage everybody to get a personal Bible. Take a little trip to Barnes & Nobles or go on the site, barnesandnobles.com, and get you the Bible that I have is called the Women of Color Devotional Bible, and it's NIA Publisher. The back of it says NIA, N-I-A Publisher. But the good thing I love about this Bible, it goes 5 days a week. It gives me a topic. It gives me a scripture, a short story, an application, a way to apply it, and a prayer. This Bible taught me how to pray. A lot of us don't know how to pray because we think that because we out there drugging and bugging, we out there tricking and dipping, that we can't pray. You know how many people going to go against me when the people in my past that I used to run with and used to go in with, and they hear me doing a spiritual show like, oh, now she all holy to thou, now she done gave her life over. It's all right. Let them hate. The hateration should motivate you. My haters motivate me. Because ever since I gave my life over to God, I done started getting all the stuff that I really wanted that I was chasing in the streets. I don't need drugs no more to feel better. I don't need to smoke a blunt to feel better. You know? I got my license. I got my education. I moved to higher lands. I moved out the hood. And it's so crazy for me, we get so comfortable with living in a certain situation. Even when I moved out here to Seattle, Washington, I'm looking around like, well, where the hood's at? I'm looking for the hoods. Cried and whined and fight and scratched and kicked to get out the hood. Now I get over here and I'm looking for the hoods. The mind will tear you apart. But I'm still a humble woman. I'm a humble woman on high lands. And no, if you going through some trials and tribulations right now, and it seems like the devil is attacking you and tearing down your house, your family, your relationship, your kids, you know, sometimes God sends trouble your way so you can move to higher lands. It's time for you to move on. You staying down because you want to be down. And I know, because when I was down, I stayed down because I wanted to be down. I'm not saying I'm all almighty or ordained and I'm rich or whatever the case may be, but the one thing that I have that's the most expensive thing is peace. It's so valuable. It's the peace. It's the peace, because I don't need the fame. I just want the respect and the wealth so I can be able to give back. And dealing with these industry heads, these PRs and these managers and these labels, y'all don't even know the half of the promoters is egos. People are very egotistic. But if you have peace within yourself, and if you're not caught up on the flashy things, you will be all right, because I stay focused to the core. This is for the kids. And I said that early in the show about us and keeping the kids involved. You know, when you cook and let the kids come in there and help out. Let them fill them pies. You know, let them measure. They learning. They reading and they learning at the same time. They reading directions and they doing the math at the same time. You need 2 cups of this to fill this. Let them do the devil eggs. Division, multiplication. We need 24 eggs. We need 24 half the eggs. And you got 12. How you going to make 24 out of 12? Split them in half. Cut them in half. Multiplication, 2 times 12 is 24. 24 divided by 2 is 12. Like, incorporate them kids. Bring them in. Set up a table for them so they can do some arts and crafts and make some Thanksgiving cards. And put them on the table. When you're dressing the table up, put their artwork on the table as a display. And another thing I was saying early in the show, like for family members that passed, like my mother passed, my grandmother passed, you know, my great-grandmother. I got all these pictures, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a collage out of them. I went to the 99-cent store, and I got those plastic inserts, and I just put, you know, I did the collage online, but you can still do it on a printer. You just put them over each other. But I printed a picture out on an 8x11 regular sheet of paper, and I put them in those plastic inserts, and those are going to go next to the plates where you can put your cup on them. My family that's coming to Thanksgiving, they're going to be like, oh, my God, I can't believe you got that picture of me. It's the memories, y'all. I got Big Mama up there. I got my mother. I got my son, father. God rest their souls. But we still in keeping them in the family. We still bringing memories. Thanksgiving is about coming together and being thankful for family and sharing memories. And it's a tradition. Like Wada said when he called in, it's a tradition. You can give the kids something to do. You know, they can do the popcorn and the cranberries to make the, with the needle and thread to make the dressing, you know, for the older kids to make the wreath that go around the tree. Let the kids help out, because we thankful for our kids as well. You know, so many times we get caught up on, you know, entertaining the adults. And a lot of adults show up only with their kids. They don't show up with nothing else. But I could have the money, the cars, and the clothes, and it still wouldn't be nothing. It's all good, y'all, but it's all God, man.
Or contact
somebody.
I say, fine. What? It's all good.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
But
please
I'm
hang up and try to call again or contact customer service.
It's all good. But
your call cannot be completed as dialed.
It's all good. I've got friends I can call. When I need help, I got family when I fall to pick me up. I got a bed for my head, shoes for my feet. I've got breath in my body, and if I was just anybody, I'd say.
Says in Psalm 27 and 13, David said, I had fainted lest I had believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And what we come to understand and know that even when it doesn't look good, it works for the good. To all those that are called according to his purpose, help me say,
it's all good.
It's all God.
It's all God.
Everything going on in my life.
It's all good.
And it's all God.
It's all God.
Had a few hills to climb.
It's all good.
Oh.
Wiser, I'm better, much better when I look back over all you brought me through.
Just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm strong, I'm wise, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong, I'm wise, I am better, so much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it.
I never could have made it without you. Yeah, 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 Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never
would have
made it.
Oh, oh, oh.
Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and I never would have made it if it wasn't for the Lord. You're now tuning in live with Diva Spy Radio, ENT. The lines is lighting up. So if you want to talk to the host and if you want to give your shout-out, just press the one button, and it'll put you in the call queue so you can definitely talk and give your shout-outs. But how good is God, man? Shout-out to the 973, the 732, the 614. The 908, the 252, the 416, the 609, and the 374. Shout out to y'all for tuning in live, and we just talking about spiritual feeding on a day. We got about 7 minutes left in the show, and if you want to speak to the host, if you want to give your shout outs or whatever, just press the number one, and we'll know that you want to come on live and just be thankful. But, you know, just thank God for the dark times, basically. Thank him for the trials and tribulations that you went through, because it made you a stronger person. And most likely it brought good people into your life on today. You know, you never know, you know, what you learning from a situation. If somebody died, or if you lost your job, or if you got kicked out of school, or if you didn't get a grant, or something happened that was, you know, hurtful, or if something happened, you know, to cause you some type of discomfort, it's a learning process. And you need to say that to yourself. This is a learning process. This is on-the-job training. You know, we don't have to go to school for on-the-job training. This is life lessons. And we got to deal with life on life terms at the end of the day. So many people be caught up on the turkey. Don't get caught up on the turkey. Don't get caught up on the TV. Don't get caught up on the cable. Don't even really get caught up on how the house look. This is a time that we all come together and be thankful. I'm so thankful for my family and friends. I'm so thankful for the hard time, for the darkest, for my darkest hours. Now I have the victory on today because my peace, my soul is at rest, and I can be able to pray and really give my friends and family members something of value, because my prayers for them is going to be blessings, eternal blessings, unlimited blessings. This ain't just me calling and saying, yo, what up, man? This is me praying over you, keeping you in my prayer, letting you know, like, I'm here for you. We praying for you, and the most important thing I think that we can give is prayer. I'm going to pray over the show. I just need you to open your minds, clear out any negative energy that's coming in. Don't worry about what the kids doing. Don't worry about the spouse yelling at me, mugging you. Don't worry about none of that. I definitely got to pray over the show. Lord, help us to rejoice at all times, Father. Father God, thank you for the sweetness of your presence during our darkest hours, Lord. Father God, thank you for the memories that give hope and embody joy. Father God, we are so blessed to have a God of hope, of faith, of encouragement, of love. Father God, thank you for staying close to us like a brother, Lord. You have done so much for us, and we just thank you for giving your only begotten Son, Jesus, giving his blood, so that one day the world will be flushed of sin. Father God, we thank you for you being who you are, and we know all things are yes and amen with you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. We're going to open up the line to the 908. Future Guru 100, what's going on?
I wanted to be in on the prayer. I've been listening to the whole show. I had a couple of calls I was handling. Shout out to Diva Mary Kay and the Spiritual Feeding. I've been tweeting
Thank
to
you.
The people that you on the air live. And we reaching them, man. I'm so happy that your lines lit up like that. I mean, it's just showing that people are thirsty for the word, and you are carrying out something that is just more positive than words can express. So, thank you. I appreciate
Thank you. Thank you so much. I mean, like, at the end of the day, I just want to be a tool that's used by God. And, you know, this morning I dragged myself about the bed. I said, man, I don't think I'm going to be able to do the show today. I'm so tired. I went to sleep late last night, and I heard God say, you better get up and do my will. You are my tool. You are to be used. And I have a job that needs to be done, and I need you to do it. And here I am. And it's so. And I said I wasn't even going to promo the show today. I wasn't going to text it. I wasn't going to Twitter it. I wasn't going to Facebook it. I wasn't going to do nothing. And look how God showed up and showed out. The hotline's lit up in spite of. He got people who rocking with me and promoing the show. Me, myself, I wasn't going to do nothing. But you and people who are listening in and, you know, me calling out to my friends today and my family, even the ones I didn't get, I still pray over. But I didn't have to promo the show. I didn't have to tell nobody because God is so powerful, he got the word out anyway.
Hey, what's beautiful is people know you on Monday through Friday, 12
yeah.
on the East Coast, 9 on the West Coast. It's just like it's time for spiritual feeding. Like it's a certain conditioning when something is that good to you. And it's conditioned, like it's mental. It's mental, like, hey, you know what? I'll get the word right now. Even Mary Kay on
right
that.
Now.
Right
what?
Now.
I ain't even got to go. I ain't got to go nowhere. I get the word right now on my show, on my phone. Hold on. Boom.
Right now.
Right now. I'm just so thankful God used me as a tool, y'all. I just want to thank everybody that tuned in today, everybody that got their spiritual feeding on, everybody that's thankful for the dark hours, you know, for the dark hours. Thank you, Lord, for the dark hours. And who heard the story and hear my voice. And that's what it's about, man. And we know that prayer changes. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now live, tuned in to Diva Star Radio ENT, getting your spiritual feeding on. Join me tomorrow, 9 a.m. on the West Coast and 12 p.m. on the East Coast. Let's go, man.
Somebody just look back over your life and see where it brought you from. How many of you know prayer changes? I heard that prayer changes. I believe that prayer changes. I know that prayer changes things. Prayer change. I heard that prayer change. I believe that prayer change. I know that prayer changes things. Now I was in a real bad abusive relationship, knowing that there was no way for me to live. A young girl like me, raised up in a good family, way too young to endure such misery. And every night I cry myself to sleep from all the pain. And the more I pray for sunny days, it seems to rain. At any given time, for no reason at all, so hard. My God, sometimes I fall. Mama asks what happened to me, and I take up for him. She said the devil's a liar, pray God get rid of him. And now I'm going to school, hitting those books, I'm doing fine. He got my life, I'm not confused, got peace of mind. Man, I tell you, prayer changed, it changed.
Prayer changed,
oh it changed.
Prayer changed,
I'm a witness.
Prayer changed,
that I know.
Prayer changed,
it changed.
Prayer changed,
it changed.
Prayer changed,
I'm a living witness.
Prayer changes
things. I was a freshman in college, and I had just made it on the basketball team. I had all the skills it took to make it, but on my grades I would get nothing but all D's. And the coach came to me and had a talk with me about my career. Said if you don't get your grades up, I'm gonna have to sit you down this year. Man, as tough as I was, I'd break down and cry. Everybody knows me, knows that basketball is my life. I studied hard. I gave my all. Oh my God. So many flaws. And ball didn't look too good for me. My future could not see. I had lost all my beliefs and gave up on all my dreams. Then I went to church on Sunday and the pastor began to preach. It was like he was talking to me when he said I can do all things in Christ that strengthens me. And for me that was enough. Now I went from a D all the way to an A+. I tell you, that changes things.